Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. Today we're going to hear the testimony of my buddy Michelle Rosenbaum. You're going to love it. Grab your coffee, grab your bagel, and I'll be right back. And Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We are a messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles who believe that Jesus, or Yeshua, is the promised Messiah. Our services contain Jewish liturgy and Davidic dancing, and we celebrate the Feasts of Israel. We meet at 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton, and our services are Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Please join us for worship. And while you are in the building, be sure to check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. Now open Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays by appointment, Wednesdays from 3 to 8 p.m., Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m., and up to 30 minutes after services on Saturdays. You can call the Fig Tree Bookstore at 585-484-7775. The Fig Tree Bookstore and Gift Shop is a great place for books, CDs, cards, jewelry, and so much more. So be sure to check them out when you visit Congregation Shema Yisrael. And now, when you make a purchase at the Fig Tree Bookstore, you can fill out a raffle ticket. Those names will be drawn for a prize from Bagels and Blessings. So those of you in the Rochester area, be sure to visit Congregation Shema Yisrael in the Fig Tree Bookstore and fill out your ticket for a chance to win a prize from Bagels and Blessings. Shalom, 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 Yerushalayim. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat 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 shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat 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 shalom. Of course, that was the great voice of Jonathan Sattel. And right now, here's another great voice, Becca Shea.
Believe by faith that this love is true. Yeshua, Yeshua, Shalom, this is Becca Shea, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. And here's Sue Samuel with Great Are You, Lord.
You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore. Every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. The Tolelohai. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out. Pour out our praise, we pour out our praise, it's your breath. So we pour out our praise to you all. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L, and please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And you're invited to come and experience Messianic worship in person, Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., 250 Edgewood Avenue. Anyone Brighton.
And next up, here's Jordan Elias with Psalm 91.
He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow. Almighty, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust, I will trust, 'cause You are holy. Snare of the trapper, from the perilous pestilence. His truth shall be your shield. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night. No, 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 no. Nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walks in the darkness, 'cause You are holy, so holy, Lord, You are holy, so holy. May fall at Your side, 10,000 at Your right hand. It shall not come near You, only with Your eyes shall You look and see the reward of the wicked one. 'Cause You have made the Lord Your refuge. You are holy,
Avinu Malkeinu Kadosh 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 Ata. Holy Father, my King, you are holy, holy, holy Lord.
Next, here's some music from Joshua Aaron.
He will return to Jerusalem's Zion's King. We'll restore the land, the clouds will part, and our King will descend, the fire in his eyes. Seven stars, his right hand. We are. Slain, he'll come again, our conquering King. On that day, his sword will go forth to take back and restore what belongs, what belongs to our Lord. To the ends of the earth, preparing the way of the Lord, beckoning the day when Israel will say, Baruch Abba, Shem Adonai, Uyavo.
This is Joshua Aaron, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Stay tuned for my interview with Michelle Rosenbaum. But right now, here's some music from the group Lamb. Oldie but goodie.
The heart of the Jews, Jerusalem, the Messiah, his only King. And when the soul of a Jew he reigns, peace to the city he brings. Baruch Hashem, HaMashiach, Yeshua, Baruch Hashem, Adonai. Baruch Hashem, HaMashiach, Yeshua, Baruch Hashem, Adonai. Hashem Adonai. Behold the son of Abraham, sent by God our people to redeem. When he came forth from Bethlehem, I heard the angels sing.
Baruch Hashem, HaMashiach Yeshua, Baruch Hashem, Adonai. Baruch Hashem, HaMashiach Yeshua, Baruch Hashem, Adonai. Baruch Hashem, Adonai. Bless His name, for His name is good. Yeshua HaMashiach is the name I love. Bless His name, for His name is good. Sanctified us by His blood. Now we drink His wine of joy, filled with the Spirit of Adonai, united in the love Messiah brings. Now we sing to Elohim. Baruch Hashem, HaMashiach, Yeshua, Baruch Hashem, Adonai. Baruch Hashem, HaMashiach, Yeshua, Baruch Hashem, Adonai. Baruch Hashem, Adonai. Baruch Hashem, Adonai.
Again, that was the Good Lamb. All right, next is Paul Wilbur, Roar from Zion, followed by my interview with Michelle Rosenbaum. Thanks so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Michelle Rosenbaum, welcome to Bagels and Blessings.
Thank you, Ethel. Glad to be here.
I'm very glad to have you here. I've known you off and on for years and years and years, but today is the appointed time when we finally get to talk about your story. So I'd like to know a little bit about your upbringing. Were you raised in a typical Jewish family?
No, I was raised in a Catholic family, actually. Went to the Catholic Church in Irondequoit and also went to school, grammar school there, as well as a Catholic high school.
Oh, okay then. So did you have a time when you met the Lord on your own, not just because your parents told you or not just because they taught you in Sunday school, but did you have a personal experience with Yeshua?
I sure did. My experience was after the death of my father. My father passed in 1983, and in 1986, I was connected to a friend who had been born again, and she wanted to tell me more about it. So I was led into her kitchen, and it was there at the kitchen table that they encouraged me. They showed me scripture, and I was very curious. So I left the home and went to my own home and began talking to the Lord. I realized that through this experience that I could be close to Him, and His presence, His Holy Spirit filled me, and everything made sense very early on. It was a very powerful, life-changing experience.
Michelle, when you made the decision to make Jesus or Yeshua Lord of your life, did anything happen in your life that really affected you and was leading you towards that decision?
Yes. My father's death in 1983 was a turning point for me. It was a warm November day here in Rochester, and the temperature dropped. It began to rain. The temperature dropped significantly, and ice formed. My dad then was going, he was in a parking lot getting ready to get into his car, and he slipped on the ice and sustained a brain injury. At that point, they did emergency brain surgery once they got him to the hospital, and he was in a coma for 9 days. So he did pass. And it was a turning point for me to question some things about God and heaven. So I really began to seek. 3 years later, I was in the home of a dear friend who introduced me to the Lord, and she wanted to tell me more. So I was led to her kitchen, sat around that table, and they began to share scripture, share testimony, and it really was a wonderful gift that they gave me, my very first Bible. So as I went home, I decided that I could, you know, I'd like to learn how to talk to God more. And it was from that point on the significance of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit that just awakened everything inside of me. My Catholic upbringing made sense in terms of the, you know, the Holy Spirit and Jesus and the Father, but I felt like I wanted more, so I began to seek out places of worship just to satisfy, I think, my hunger of wanting to know as much as I could about the Lord.
So, Michelle, with your upbringing, I'm curious, whatever sparked an interest in Messianic Judaism? How did you ever even find a Messianic congregation, or why did you want to find one?
Well, to begin with, my husband is Jewish, so I had some of the Jewish traditions from his family and just enjoyed it immensely. I was invited in the early 90s by a coworker who invited me to Congregation Shema Israel. So she and I went, and I really liked it and felt very connected there from the onset. It was a wonderful, welcoming community, and I just felt like it was a great fit to appreciate the Jewish foundation of Christianity. So I came to Congregation Shema Israel through the invitation.
Wonderful. And I know you were there for a few years. How did your family feel about your involvement there?
They were positive. I received support from, you know, some cousins and my mom and Steve. So I really, it was a good mix all the way around.
Oh, that's wonderful. Excellent. Now, I know I'm kind of putting you on the spot with this next question, but everybody has different experiences as they take this journey in the Lord. Some people have experienced miracles. Some people have experienced healings. Some people have had the privilege of leading other people to the Lord. I'm wondering, in your walk all these years, have there been any extraordinary circumstances where you really felt the presence of God?
Well, in 2000, I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. And as a result of that, I've watched, you know, time after time again, there's episodes that you go through, whether you go extremely high and, you know, everything's wonderful and grandiose, or you go extremely low, which becomes very debilitating, not being able to function normally. So over the course of, you know, these almost 24 years now, the Lord at various times when I was in an episode would pull me out every single time. And I know I have a good doctors. I monitored, you know, as far as medication and the things that go along with that. And you can have a real quality of life with, and it all stems from having that strong relationship with the Lord. And out of that, he strengthens us. So he walked with me through each of the episodes that I encountered, and he took me out to the other side where the relationship actually grew stronger. So it's been a wonderful freedom for something, you know, there's no known cure for bipolar disorder, but you can live a quality life. You can get the help that you need. And as I say it, I give the glory and honor to the Lord for walking with me through it.
Wow. You know, you've just made yourself so transparent and humble to share that with the listeners. And I really appreciate you doing that. I don't think it's ever been discussed on Bagels and Blessings in 25 years being on the air. And I think it's important. And I'm so glad that you shared it, because there might be somebody listening when this program airs that is struggling with the very same thing. And you've just offered an incredible word of encouragement, and you've shown how the Lord has helped you through it. And that's so important.
Yes. I mean, they say like 1 in 4 people will experience some kind of mental health issue. And we, right now, we just need to say that mental health is just as important as our physical health. When the chemicals are in your brain are unbalanced, it can give you extreme highs or extreme lows with bipolar disorder. So in keeping that in mind, the stigma begins to wash away, if you will. It begins to not be at the forefront. It's just like if you have police officer. It doesn't make all of them bad. It's the same thing. If you have bipolar, it doesn't mean like you're going to look like the next person that has bipolar, or it doesn't mean you're going to go out and do harm to others. So, you know, one bad apple doesn't mean that all the apples are spoiled. So it's important to look at it that way as far as mental health is concerned. And 1 in 4, it's quite a number of people, more than you realize. And hopefully we can eradicate some of the stigma through talking about it, through dialoguing, and through connecting with other people who have similar experiences.
Do you get opportunities to speak out in the community to encourage other women? Because I can see you doing that.
It's just starting to happen for me. I'm connected with Angels of Mercy here in Rochester, New York. So I think we're going to bring some programs to the ministry. There's something called Beauty for Ashes, which is a wonderful faith-based retreat that brings people into a place of healing, allowing the Holy Spirit to work and telling their story. So the stories are told through quiet time with the Lord, and then you share your story with a group of women. And it really brings a sense of knowing that you do matter. Your life matters. All people matter. And your story matters too, because it can significantly impact someone else.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned Angels of Mercy. What is that?
Angels of Mercy is a ministry located on Linton Road near Main Street. And what they do is they provide a boutique for women to come in. They get like 4 or 5 outfits. Everything is for free. So it helps women build confidence if they're going on a job interview or just going through a rough time. It gives them the opportunity to really feel that sense of beauty, that the ashes being, you know, the hard parts of your life, in exchange for the beauty, the crown that God gives and wants all of us to be in that place of wholeness. So the boutique is one thing that Angels of Mercy does. Also, what they do is they do Dress a Girl Around the World. So they are very much committed to sending dresses, which I think it's close to 1 million dresses that are all handmade by the women. Comes with a little pocket in front, and a doll is made, and it goes to various places throughout our world, and gives the kids an opportunity to have something special. And the traffickers, if they're not wearing clothes, the traffickers will tend to, you know, that person or that child becomes more vulnerable. So what the dresses do is just bring a sense of, you know, that somebody cares for you, that you're loved, that you're all those things. And as I say, I think it's close to 1 million dresses have gone out since, you know, in a very long period of time. And they also do human trafficking. They have programs that they go out to the schools just to educate and get people involved in, you know, fighting against human trafficking.
That's so good. I was going to ask you, how is the Lord using you today? But it sounds like he is using you to help with that ministry.
Yeah. We're gonna incorporate the Beauty for Ashes and potentially have a chaplain's service there for people so that we can begin to meet one-on-one, meet people where they're at, encourage them, teach them from the Bible. So hopefully that will pan out over time, and we should be in a good place and, you know, very soon.
If somebody wanted to get involved, Michelle, what would be the best way to contact that organization?
Yeah, they could call Angels of Mercy and set up a time if they wanted to volunteer. They would tell you more about that. And it's as easy as just a phone call to, you know, right to the agency.
That is wonderful. I did not know that about you. I was also wondering, Michelle, is there a favorite scripture that really speaks to your life or to you personally?
I really love "Whom the Sun Sets Free is Free Indeed." And I'm going to begin working on my first book, and I'd like to call it Free Indeed, that there is hope for whatever situation you may have been. It could be your upbringing. It could be a situation that happened later in life. And just to embrace the freedom that God has for each and every one of us through that relationship with him, that you don't have to suffer in silence. You don't have to feel like you're hopeless, that the Lord himself brings hope into our lives as you develop that relationship with him.
Well, I'm going to look forward to reading that for sure.
Wonderful.
And perhaps you'll come on the air with me when that is published and we'll get to talk about that.
That would be great. I would love that.
Great. You know, Michelle, they say that you never forget a kindness. And I want to publicly tell the listeners about my first encounter with you.
I was living
with my family in New York City, working at Kodak, and I knew I was about to move to Rochester. So I immediately called Congregation Shema Yisrael because I knew that I wanted to be in another Messianic congregation as I had been in New York City. And at the time, you were the administrative assistant office manager, and you answered the phone, and you were so kind and so loving, and you just made me feel like, oh, we can't wait to meet you. We're here waiting for you. And I felt like I have this family, this group of friends that are just waiting to meet me. You made me feel so loved and so wanted. And then when I came here, you made me feel so welcomed. And I always loved you for that. And I always wanted to thank you for that. So I'm thanking you again publicly.
Oh, that's wonderful. I thought I had no idea.
Oh, yeah.
that we had that experience together.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, this has been so wonderful. I'm wondering if there's anything you want us to be praying for.
Just my daughter struggles with bipolar as well. So, and for, you know, praying for anyone who has these struggles that they don't have to do it alone. And I would encourage the listeners, if, you know, if you want to grab a cup of coffee or, you know, chat over the phone, that you can call Ethel and I'd be happy to take your number and make arrangements for that to happen. So I think just praying that the stigma would subside, you know, that it's not one size doesn't fit all. We're all different. You know, we all go through different experiences. But if we come to that common ground and know that you're not alone, then you can really finish the race very well in this life.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I'm sure that a lot of people listening either struggle with that condition themselves, or perhaps they have a close friend or family member who struggles. And so this has been very encouraging and very enlightening. So thank you so much for being on Bagels and Blessings. And is there anything else that you want to share, or do you have a parting word you'd like to say?
I think just to be kind, because we never know what battles someone is facing. You don't need to suffer in silence. God has a love for you that's waiting, and he's ready to embrace you and meet you wherever you're at.
Absolutely. I love that. Well, thank you, Michelle, and I hope that you'll come on Bagels and Blessings again sometime.
Yes, I sure will. Thank you, Ethel.
You're welcome. Well, shalom for now.
Shalom.
That was my interview with Michelle Rosenbaum. Next up, here's Aaron Schust with Zion.
Oh, daughters of Zion, oh, Abraham's sons, hear the words of your father, hear his promise of love. I will make you a blessing, So count the stars if you can. You will be a great nation. I will give you this land. I will bring you back home. I'll bring you back home, oh my children. You will no longer roam lost and alone in the night. There is nothing on earth that could take you away. Once I gather you under my wings, I will bring you all back home again. Though you've wandered like strangers to the ends of the earth, I will send you a savior. I will finish my work. You have no other shepherd. You have no other Lord. Green pastures are waiting in Zion once more. I will bring you back home. I'll bring you back home, oh my children. You will no longer roam lost and alone in the night. There is nothing on earth that could take you away. Once I gather you under my wings, I will bring you all back home. So we pray for the peace. We look to the east, for the sun rises sudden and fierce. Every prophet and priest and king in the city will look on the one they pierced. We will mourn for the one we have pierced. But don't fear, oh my daughters, sons of Abraham. I will wash you with water. I will offer the lamb. Though your sins were like scarlet, they'll be whiter than snow. I have always been with you. I will never let go. No. I will bring you back home. I'll bring you back home, oh my children. You will no longer roam lost and alone in the night. There is nothing on earth that could take.
Here is the latest song by Corey Keeler and Lev Shalow, Rain Down.
Thank you. from the ashes, as our roots they go so deep in love for one another, yes, and the bonds of unity. You control the wind, you control.
Corey Keeler with Lev Shalom, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
That was a great song from Corey Keeler and Lev Shalom. And next we've got Barry and Batya Siegel, Shimcha Kadosh, O Holy One.
Yeah.
That was such a beautiful song. This is Ethel Chadwick. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Hey, I just want to remind you, even though I'm not live in the studio, you can still win a prize if you're local. If you stop into the Fig Tree Bookstore at Shemaiah Surreal, you can buy something and get a ticket, and then those tickets will be drawn for a chance to win a book, a CD, who knows, jewelry, anything. So check out the Fig Tree Bookstore at Shemaiah Surreal. We're at 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton. And again, thank you for listening to the program today. And right now, it is time to end with a blessing. Here's Philip Stanley Klein with the Aaronic Benediction.
Δίκουνεχα Ιωσά τον Άι Παναβαλέχα Ιωσέμ λεχα Σελό.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.